4,000 ASE-certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only, claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Well, this thing has turned around. A six-run, sixth inning for Mountain Home has made it a one-run ball game. Top of the order for Atlantic Shore here in the seventh inning. It's Mark Elliott, the center fielder, leading things off for Atlantic Shore. He is 0 for 3 with a walk and a run batted in. And walked with the bases loaded back in the second inning. Want to know the count to Elliott. The top of the order here for Atlantic Shore in the seventh inning. Wide open stance for the left-handed hitter. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1 now. Elliott, Egri, and Finnegan here in the seventh for Atlantic Shore. 2-1, a little far out. It's now 3-1. Next pitch on the way. Just misses outside and a leadoff walk for Elliott.
Number 20, C.J. Egri.
So Egri at the plate has walked a couple of times, stolen a couple of bases, scored twice. He's also flown out and grounded out. Elliott with good speed at first, has a good lead. Pitch is taken for a strike. Egri at the plate, and Finnegan will follow here in this seventh inning. The throw to second, the stolen base for Elliott. Had a pretty good jump. He's got good speed. One the count now to Egri. Started the game at second base, came out for a couple of innings, and back in as the pitcher. Next one's going to sail to the backstop. The wild pitch moves the runner over to third. So a 2-1 count on Egri. Elliott runs at third. You got the big bats coming up. Here's the next delivery to Egri. It's inside. It's ball three. Here's the next pitch from Jones. Inside, low, ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the seventh inning. Tommy Finnegan, the first baseman, re-entering the game. He is 2-for-4, a couple of singles, an RBI. We're going to have time called, and that may be it for Jackson Jones on the mound.
Now batting number 3, Tommy Finnegan.
Tom Jordan, the manager of this ball club, making the walk to the mound. A We'll see what he's going to do. He is going to make a change. We'll have a break. It's 11-10. Atlantic Shore leads it. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Hey teachers, back to school is right around the corner. Have you been struggling to hear little Tommy talk in the back of the classroom or Susie ask you a question? Does the principal sound like he has a waste can over his head? Is that the bell I hear ringing? There's no time to waste. Jump on the bus now. Call Taylor Hearing Centers for your free test at 424-4600. Remember, all active and retired Arkansas teachers have up to $2,800 of hearing aid benefits to use every 3 years.
Dodge Harris, the new pitcher for Mountain Home. He is facing Tommy Finnegan on the first pitch. Eggery steals second, so runners at second and third now for Atlantic Shore. 1-0 the count to Finnegan. He calls time, steps out. Harris making his second appearance on the mound for the Blue Storm here in the tournament. Two men in scoring position. Rips this one into center field. Stockton, a nice catch. The throw into the infield is cut off. It was going to sail wide of the plate. So a sacrifice fly for Finnegan. He plates his second run of the night. First out of the inning. He scores Elliott from third. Eggery stays at second, and that brings Noonan to the plate. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Harris said again, he'll check the runner, Eggery. Now the pitch home. Low, good job by Rickman behind the plate. It's 2-0 now. Spina waits to bat next here for Atlantic Shore. 12-10 our score, Atlantic Shore with the lead. Pitch is low. 3-0 now to Noonan. This game is approaching 3 hours long. They were just in the seventh. Thank goodness we only play seven. There's a called strike. We're about 2:40 into this one. We may hit 3 hours before it's done for a seven-inning game. It's like doing birds behind the plate. It's one of his games. He was listening tonight when I got on him a little bit, so we'll see if he's listening tonight. I'll have a text here in a minute if he is. Noonan walks.
Number 13, Ryan Spina.
So runners at first and second here for Atlantic Shore, and Spina at the plate. He's one for three on the night. takes the first pitch for a strike. On one to Spina. Ordili waiting in the on-deck circle. Runner at second's going. The pitch is outside. The throw is high off the third baseman's glove, and it's a stolen base. And the throw off the third baseman's glove is going to enable the runner from first to head on down to second. So 2 men in scoring position now for Atlantic Shore. Time called. Espina backs out. Now he's set. Harris is set. Pitch misses outside. Runners at second and third here for Atlantic Shore. Next pitch bounces up there. It's 2-1, 12-10 our score. Atlantic Shore leading Mountain Home. We're in the seventh inning. Next pitch is outside. Back-to-back walks now. That loads the bases. It is the fourth walk issued by Mountain Home pitching this inning.
Outfielder number 28, Mike Ordili.
It brings Ordili to the plate. Ordili tonight has been hit by a pitch, a single, a walk, a couple of runs batted in, 3 runs scored. The 1-0 pitch. Foul back to the screen. 1-1 the count. Neil Denton was adding up walks here. Fourteen walks by Mountain Home pitchers and 12 by Atlantic Shore. Wow. There's a strike, 1-2. 1-2 to Ordili. The infield's in for Mountain Home. And through the pulled-in infield, the base hit to the right side. 1 run will score. 2 runs will score. The throw back in. They'll hold that runner at third. So it's now a 14-10 Atlantic Shore lead. They've scored 3 here in the seventh inning.
Cole Campbell.
Four runs batted in for Ordili on the night now. So runners at second and third for Atlantic Shore. Still just 1 out. First pitch. This is low and outside. It's ball one. Next pitch from Harris, outside, ball two. Here's the 2-0. It's in for a strike, 2-1 now. You got Spina at third, Ordili at second. 3 runs in here in the seventh for Atlantic Shore. Harris steps off. Now he's back on the rubber and ready to deal. The 2-1. Ball three. Runners at second and third, one down here for Atlantic Shore. The 3-1 pitch hit in the air, shallow right field. This may drop, and it does. Hits the backside of the infield. If the infield is at normal depth, they make the play, but they've got to be drawn in with runners at second and third, and that's two hits in a row that at normal depth the infield probably makes. One run scores where Dilley stops at third and Campbell has a base hit and an RBI. They'll keep the corners in. They'll play the middle infielders back now with runners at first and third. Now the runner first is going. Popped up into shallow right field. Beckham coming in will make the catch. The runner at third tags. He will score. Now the ball gets away from the catcher, and that's going to enable the runner to move to second. So Hogue with the sacrifice fly drives in another run for the second out of the inning.
For 10, Noah Myers.
Campbell takes second on the air. We'll see who they want to give the air to. Was to the catcher, okay. So it brings Noah Myers to the plate. Walk, walk, sacrifice bunt, and an error. He's been on base three times. Runner at second with two outs. There's a called strike. Myers, the ninth man to bat this inning. It's 16-10, Atlantic Shore with the lead. That pitch, this is just outside. Two and one. This ball hit to the shortstop. Picked up by Allison. The throw to first is in time for the third out.
We have the last of the seventh.
But three more runs, four more, five more runs that inning for Atlantic Shore. Boy, that really takes the sail out of the winds after Mountain Home scored six in their last at bat. So the Blue Storm comes up down by six in their final at bat. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
The 4,000 ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only. Claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Mountain Home down by six runs. New pitcher for Atlantic Shore. This is going to be Cole Campbell coming in for Atlantic Shore. I've lost count. I think the sixth pitcher of the night for Atlantic Shore. They have run them out there. Let's see if Mountain Home can rally. They scored six last inning. They need six to tie, seven to win it here in the seventh inning.
Number 28, Reed Ellison.
Reed Ellison leads things off for Mountain Home. Ellison, Jordan, and Stockton here for Mountain Home in the seventh inning. Ellison, a couple of hits. He's two for four in the night. One of those hits a double. First pitch he takes is a strike. Campbell's next delivery. Misses outside. Ball one. 1-1 to Ellison. Mountain Home sent 12 batters to the plate in the sixth inning, when they scored six runs. This pitch misses outside. It's ball two, 2-1 to Ellison. Two-one pitch is fouled back to the backstop. 2-2. Mountain Home with a run in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth, and that six-run outburst in the sixth to pull within one. That Atlantic Shore hangs five in the seventh inning. Boy, just erased all of that momentum Mountain Home had. There's a swing and a miss, and Ellison is set down on strikes.
Number seven, Trent Jordan.
A whole lot of strikeouts in the game. That's five times a Mountain Home batter has struck out. Atlantic Shore, that's like six times a Mountain Home has struck out. Atlantic Shore did not strike out in the game. Wow. Trent Jordan at the plate. Jordan's not a walk. Couple of ground outs. Catcher Myers calls time, wants to talk things over with Campbell, his pitcher. This. Here's the pitch from Campbell all the way to Jordan. Misses high with it. Jordan at the plate, Stockton waiting to bat next. Mountain Home down by six. There's a strike, 1-1. Campbell ready with that 1-1 pitch. It's in for a called strike two. One and two on the lefty. Jordan hits this one in the air, left side. Foul territory. Speeding of the third baseman over. Cannot come up with it. So we'll do it again. 1-2 the count to Jordan. Mountain Home's going to make it to bracket play. They've got a rally here. Hits this one down the left field line, and that is going to be foul. One and two, the count to Jordan. Jordan continuing to battle. Here comes the 1-2. Hits this one right side. The second baseman will have it. Carthy's throw bounces over, and Finnegan makes the scoop at first for the out. And mounting home down to their final out.
Lawson Stockton.
Lawson Stockton at the plate. Hit by a pitch in the first. Two run inside the park home run in the third. Walked in the fifth, was caught stealing. Walked and scored in the sixth. Oh, and one to Stockton. If he keeps it going, Jones waits to bat next. Swing and a miss, and mounting them down to their final strike now. Bound home cannot rally. It's going to be Bismarck, North Dakota, that will get the three seed coming out of pool play. 1-2. Now the Atlantic Shore fans wanted that call. Now, they were moaning about that one. It was way out. The 1-2 fouled back to the screen. So Stockton up there with a 1-2 count. 16-10, Atlantic Shore leads it. This pitch is high, ball two. We're 3 minutes shy of being 3 hours long here. Pitch is high to Stockton. Fills the count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the 3-2. Outside, ball four. Atlantic Shore fans wanted that one too. Two out walk to Stockton.
First baseman number 14
brings
Jackson
Jones to the plate. Jones 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. First pitch he sees is low for ball one. Time called as Jones steps out. 16-10. Atlantic Shore leads it. Two games each of the next two nights, 5:30 and 8 o'clock. The championship Thursday at 6. Stockton's running. The ball is hit just inside. Oh, they call it a foul ball. Home plate umpire called that a foul ball. Boy, Stockton had a good jump. He would have been at least a third. One on one, the count to Jones. Campbell set. This pitch is high and outside. Ball two. 2-1 to Jones. Ellison struck out. Jordan grounded out to start the inning. Stockton with a two-out walk. 2-1 the count to Jones. We've officially hit the three-hour mark now. Stockton's going. Pitch is fouled back to the screen. It's 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 from Campbell. Again, the runner's going. The pitch called, strike three. Our final score. Atlantic Shores defeated Mountain Home. We'll come back and wrap it up in just a moment. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime, in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.